We didn't know it was for sale until the tabloid sold. If you're an airline and you skip safety procedures, you could be fined, says the FAA. We've got that story for you. We also have a story about a new offering by a leading pizza chain that may surprise you. Some news from our friends at Pinterest today. L'Oreal is headed to court as nearly 60 lawsuits blame the company of causing cancer. We've got the Wall Street Report and the story of how childcare is becoming unaffordable. For the interview, you'll meet music producer James Goodlett, but don't expect to dance or sing along with what he produces. He creates high-quality commercial music for film, video, ads, and yes, even podcasts. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Want to follow us on Twitter? Yeah, we're there. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Some things just sort of sneak by you. CNN is reporting that after years on the market, the National Enquirer, the 97-year-old controversial tabloid, sold itself to a brand acquisition company. American Media Incorporated has offloaded the publication to VVIP Ventures. That's a joint venture between Vinco Ventures, Inc. and A360 Media for an undisclosed price. National Examiner and Globe, as well as the UK edition of The Enquirer, are also part of the sale. National Enquirer has made its mark on the media with some controversial stories, some of which have become mainstream media news, including stories about former President Donald Trump and Amazon chairman Jeff Bezos. Its owners have been looking to sell the tabloid since at least 2019, when American Media former CEO David Pecker said the company was under intense pressure to part ways with the Enquirer. Pecker's close ties to Trump have also come under scrutiny for offering to catch and kill negative stories about the former president. In one instance, before the 2016 presidential election, the tabloid paid former Playboy model Karen McDougal $150,000 for her story about an alleged affair with Trump. Now, the story never ran, and AMI said at the time that the money was for fitness columns. Trump has denied the affair. It also brokered a similar deal with adult film star Stormy Daniels. The new owners told the New York Times that the titles were sold for a little less than $100 million and claimed the tabloids are profitable from its print and subscription sales. You know, one of the things that any airline is supposed to do is to adhere to some strict policies with regard to safety issues, and that, when you think about it, only makes sense. But what happens when an airline sidesteps some safety concerns? CNN is reporting that airline regulators have proposed slapping United Airlines with a $1.1 million fine for safety concerns about how it operated some 777 planes. According to the FAA, United removed an important safety measure. What was it? Well, checking the fire warning system from its list of actions that crews must complete before each flight of the 777. United called the check redundant and said in a 2018 change to its procedures, dropping the fire system inspection was approved by the FAA at that time. The airline said it immediately updated its procedures when the FAA later said the check must be performed by the pilots. It was an up-and-down day on Wall Street as the major indexes finished down. However, it could have been much worse, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. You know, pizza chains do a great job in creating, well, pizzas, right? It's sort of what they do. Well, now top-selling Domino's has done a left turn and is offering something on its mix-and-match menu you would not expect. What is it? Tater tots. Domino's loaded tots come in three different flavors. The Philly cheesesteak will cover tots with slices of steak, Alfredo sauce, fresh onions, green peppers, mozzarella cheese, and cheddar cheese. Then there is the cheddar bacon tot, which will be covered in smoky bacon, mozzarella cheese, cheddar cheese, and garlic parmesan sauce. Finally, the melty three cheese tots, well, they're exactly what they sound like, and come smothered in mozzarella, cheddar, provolone, and creamy Alfredo sauce. These little snacks will be only available for a limited time at your local Domino's. But get this, they are available before the Super Bowl. Great timing, yes? The image-sharing platform Pinterest missed quarterly revenue estimates as user growth slowed. The company is blaming the economy for the lower revenue numbers and says that advertisers have slashed their marketing budgets over the past few months due to high inflation and aggressive interest rate hikes from global central banks, which have put a damper on economic outlook. During the session, the stock actually rose by 45 cents a share, only to tumble in after-hours trading by over $2.60. Nearly 60 lawsuits have been filed against beauty company L'Oreal. Why? Well, complainants claim the company's hair relaxer uses chemicals that cause cancer, and the company knew of the risk but ignored it. Reuters is reporting that a statement posted online after the first lawsuits were filed, L'Oreal said it is confident in the safety of their products and believes the recent lawsuits filed against them have no legal merit. The lawsuits follow the October publication of a National Institute of Health study that found that women who used the products multiple times a year were more than twice as likely to develop uterine cancer. For the second day in a row, Wall Street ended the session lower. This all happened following the hotter-than-expected January jobs report as Treasury yields continued to climb. S&P 500 shed 25 points or 0.6% to close at 4111. The Dow fell by 34 points or 0.1% to 33891. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ declined by 119 points or 1% to 11887. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed 10.9 basis points to 3.641%. As you know, Treasury yields rise as prices on equities fall. And finally, there is this, and this is all about childcare. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that many parents are being blocked from employment by the spiking price and shrinking availability of childcare. While the broader labor market has recovered all jobs lost as a result of the pandemic, the U.S. has about 58,000 fewer daycare workers today than it did in early 2020. Short of staff, many daycare centers have long wait lists and have been forced to hike fees to attract new workers. The median price of infant daycare is now nearly, get this, $17,500 in major metro areas. About a fifth of median family income is that number. Many former daycare workers have taken jobs in higher-paying sectors. The national average hourly rate for daycare employees, $19.79. Meanwhile, the average for private sector workers is $32.93. You can see, perhaps, why they switched. All right, stay with us and click ahead for the interview with James Goodlett, a music producer who does some great work in the area of commercial offerings. If you're in the market for original music, for film, videos, ads, or podcasts, take a listen to this very talented individual who we've known for years. And thanks for being with us.